This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, which means time again to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. This week, it's a person who draws hilarious pie charts for the website The Hairpin and writes a weekly column for New York Magazine's website. Ann Friedman, are you ready to play?
I'm so ready.
Okay, I'm going to start with a number for you. 3 hours.
Let's see. The amount of time it takes to update, some terrible new app in iOS 7.
It's actually the amount of time it would take for Google to earn back the money it has to pay in a settlement for, oops, by mistake, maybe, hacking into Apple's web browser, Safari.
I mean, the old inadvertent hack excuse. I use it all the time.
Oh, that was you? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Whoops.
All right. So you got a number for me?
I do. The number is 20 to 50 photos.
The number of Snapchat photos in any given week that your average teenager will regret sending later when they find out that they're all stored on a server somewhere.
So close, but too conservative. It's actually the number of uploads every day by the average active Snapchat user.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I got another number for you. 50 students.
What are students up to these days? I mean, I now I'm just defaulting to other Snapchat answers. The answer is I don't know. What are 50 students doing?
Building a rocket that launched this week and is currently orbiting planet Earth. You got another number for me?
I do. It's 11%.
Oh. Somehow I already know this is going to make me sad.
11% is the percentage of engineers in the United States who are women.
I knew it was going to make me sad.
Exactly. There was this charming viral ad for a game called, or a product called Goldieblocks, which are designed to make girls more interested in engineering. The ad is this amazing sort of Rube Goldberg device. But it's very like charming and interesting. But I was thinking about how did you have that board game Mousetrap when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, love the Mousetrap.
Me
love
too.
It.
And I am a writer who struggles with basic math, so I'm not sure that a Rube Goldberg device is gonna work. But the ad is awesome, and it's at the very least calling attention to that sad 11% number.
Ann Friedman is a freelance writer who pens a weekly column for New York Magazine's website. Ann, thank you very much.
It was such a pleasure.